Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Greg Hiley. Father Greg directs the Doctor of Ministry in Preaching at Aquinas Institute of Theology in St. Louis, Missouri. His preaching today is entitled, "And the News Reporter Says Jesus is White."
I am preaching today from the Equal Justice Initiative's Peace and Justice Memorial Monument, known as the National Lynching Memorial in Montgomery, Alabama. I encourage you to go to YouTube and type in Lynching Memorial, Alabama. County by county across the United States, the memorial commemorates 4,000 documented victims and countless thousands of undocumented victims of what Ida B. Wells called our country's national crime of lynching. Less than a mile away, the Equal Justice Initiative's equally magnificent Legacy Museum charts America's national sin from 12 million kidnapped and enslaved black bodies to 9 million bodies terrorized by lynching to the 10 million black bodies who have endured segregation and 9 million black bodies gripped by mass incarceration. Before turning to today's gospel passage, permit me to read excerpts from performer Crystal Valentine's poem, "And the News Reporter Says Jesus is White." And the news reporter says Jesus is white. She says it with a smile on her face, like it's the most obvious thing in the world. So sure of herself, of her privilege, her ability to change history, rewrite bodies to make them look like her. She says it the same way politicians say racism no longer exists. How can she say Jesus was a white man when he died the blackest way possible, with his hands up, with his mother watching, crying at his feet? Remember that? How the whole world was saved by a black man, by a man so loved by God, he called him kin, called him black. Now, ain't that suspicious? Ain't that newsworthy? Ain't that something worth being killed over? Perhaps now we can hear today's gospel passage from St. Mark, chapter 8, verses 34 to 37. Jesus summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up their cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? What could one give in exchange for their life?" In our black, brown, and white bodies, we who follow the black Jesus are invited to remember the millions of black bodies broken by slavery, lynching, segregation, and mass incarceration, and to answer the question of today's gospel: what could one give in exchange for their life? At the Lynching Memorial's exit, a quotation from Toni Morrison's Beloved invites our affirmation of life. The quotation is about lynching, and it reads, "And oh, my people out yonder, hear me. they do not love your neck unnoosed and straight. So love your neck, put a hand on it, grace it, stroke it, and hold it up. And all your inside parts that they just as soon slop for hogs, you got to love them. The dark, dark liver, love it. Love it. And the beat and beating heart, love that too. More than eyes or feet, more than lungs that have yet to draw free air, more than your life-holding womb and your life-giving private parts. Hear me now. Love your heart, for this is the prize.